The Marlins are at Busch Stadium to face the Cardinals, and Giancarlo Stanton and company would provide a preview of next week's All-Star festivities in Miami.
Stanton rifles one left field. Wow! Like a rocket, it's gone, and Miami's off to a 1-0 start. Stan drives that one. Center field deep. Back goes Pham. Nothing innocent about that. That's a 3-run blast to center. Giancarlo has hit two.
Gracious. Starting home run derby early.
Marcelo Ozuna leading off the top of the third. A long drive deep to left. Back at the wall, Martinez leaping. He can't get it. And on the first pitch of the third inning, the Marlins have their third home run of the night. Ozuna gets into one, drives from the left. Martinez back at the wall, and it's off the wall. And the Marlins push across another run to extend their lead back to 5 runs now at 8-3.
The pitch to Bohr, and a high fly ball, well tagged, is up, up and away, and a home run for Justin Bohr. He was looking for something. You could just see it coming.
Justin Bohr puts the capper on a 9-6 Marlins win. He's an NL final vote candidate for the All-Star game, and he'll be in the home run derby along with Giancarlo Stanton. Miami has now won 3 out of 4, and Dustin McGowan picks up the win. He's 5-0 in relief this season. Giancarlo Stanton jumpstarts the Miami offense in the very first inning, and the slugger ends up with his 22nd career multi-home run game.
We jumped on him early, kind of like they did the first game. So we got enough to hold on. That was good.
Mike Leake had been running some nice numbers. What did you do against him tonight as a team?
We made sure to stay inside that his sinker. You know he's trying to run it in there. We were disciplined, not going into his game and getting the ball out over the plate.
Justin Bohr continues to make his case for a first career All-Star appearance. The slugger is now batting .289 for the year with 55 RBIs.
I think it's just a testament to how good this team is. You know, it's a team that can put up runs in a hurry. We have our good approach and we take good at bats. We can score runs really quickly. So today was one of those days where we got some guys on base, a big fella whacked some homers, and we did what we needed to defensively and pitching. So it was a great win.
You got the 0-2 curveball and you have one on your 19th yourself. You guys are getting ready for the home run derby already here in this game. How exciting is that you guys are going to compete in this?
Home run derby is very exciting, but we're not there yet. We still focus on each and bat. It was 1-2, by the way. It wasn't 0-2. But,
no, I said curveball.
Oh, yeah. It's just good. We're playing good baseball, and we'll worry about that when it comes along. But, it's a great opportunity. I'm very excited for it. But we got some business to take care of tomorrow, and then we go to San Francisco.
Yeah, we know about the business. There's the this came out today, though. You're going to go against Sanchez. Bohr, you got Judge in round one. And hopefully things can work out where you two guys can, wind up down the road there. What do you think, G? You're going against Gary Sanchez, round one.
Okay. Sweet. We'll get it done.
The Marlins are now 38-45 on the season. Here's their manager, Don Mattingly.
Well, obviously the last three guys were good with Phelps and Claw and AJ. That took a little bit to get there. So that was a little frustrating. They get back in the game quickly. In those kind of games, you never know where it's going to fall. Once you get the momentum turned, it seemed like they had it turned on us. We were able to add on a run. They kept coming back. So. Those zeros in the middle of the game that really helped us.
Donnie, with Volquez, how much of a concern is that name?
I don't think it's a huge concern. I guess it's something he's had in the past. So obviously he's not scheduled to pitch again. just talked to Dustin a little bit before y'all came in and just discussed different options with him. And so we'll see where it goes. But it's not overly concerning, but anytime a guy you're pulling out of a game, there is some concern.
With the way the schedule is set up, he's not pitching in the first half, then you have the break. Would it make sense to DL him and not miss any starts and have an extra body if any is an issue?
Again, I think the first thing is to find out how he is and then see if, because you really could stick him in the pen at the end of this trip or whatever, but again, we'll just let the doctors look at him and make decisions, and then we can make a decision after that.
The Marlins will go for the series win at Busch Stadium on Thursday when Tom Kohler makes the start.